From Spark and Anvil and Motif Lab, this is Lean and Land, in Chapter 1 of the Motif Lab cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. In the Motif Lab practice room, there were two notes who lived one step apart on the piano, and they had the strangest, most important friendship in all of music. Lean sat on the higher key. She was, frankly, a little dramatic. When she was played on top of a chord she didn't quite belong to, she ached. She leaned hard toward the key just below her, straining like someone standing on tiptoe reaching for something just out of grasp. "I can't stay here," she'd whisper, wobbling. "It's not right up here. I have to get down there." The whole room would tense up with her, holding its breath, wanting badly for her to move. Just below her sat Land. Land was calm. Land was home. When Lean finally slid down onto Land's key, everything that had felt itchy and unfinished suddenly went smooth and settled, like a held breath let all the way out. "There," Land would say softly. "Now you can rest." Apart, neither of them was much of anything. Together, they were the single most satisfying thing in music, a wanting and the answer to it.
A young composer named Ren had written a little tune, and it was pretty, but it was boring, and she couldn't figure out why. "It's too comfortable," Lean told her, not unkindly. "Every note you wrote already belongs. Nothing wants anything. Listen." And Ren played a chord and dropped Lean right on top of it, a note that didn't fit, and the whole chord went tight and yearning. Ren's eyes widened. She could feel it now, the music straining, leaning, desperate to go somewhere. "That's the wanting," Lean said. "That ache is the most useful feeling in a song." "But you can't just leave me up here," Lean added quickly, starting to wobble. "That's the cruel part. If you make the ache and never fix it, it's torture."
Ren almost did leave her there. She liked the tension so much she wanted to hold it forever. But the ache kept building and building until the little tune felt like a question shouted into a canyon with no echo coming back. It was unbearable. "Now," said Lan gently from the key just below, "let her come home." Ren moved Lean down one step onto Land, and the room exhaled. The tightness melted into warmth. The question got its answer. The reaching hand finally caught the thing it was reaching for. Ren actually laughed out loud at how good it felt, how a single step down could turn a whole knot of tension loose. "The lean makes you want," Lan said. "The land gives you rest. You need both. A song that only rests puts you to sleep. A song that only leans drives you up a wall."
So Ren rewrote her boring little tune, and this time she filled it with leaning and landing. She'd let Lean climb on and ache, the listeners leaning forward with her, and then at just the right moment, she'd slide down to Land and let everyone settle. Ache, rest, reach, arrive, wonder, answer. The tune that had been so flat was suddenly alive, breathing in and out like a living thing, because now it was always going somewhere and always eventually arriving. Lean and Land took their places one step apart, and every time the music leaned and then landed, the whole practice room felt the little tumble of tension and release. That is, when you get right down to it, the reason harmony can make you cry.
Ren played her finished piece for the class, and on the very last Lean and Land, she held the ache just a heartbeat longer than anyone expected. The room leaned with her, wanting it, wanting it. And then Lean slipped down onto Land, and the whole class let out a breath at the exact same moment, a soft collective sigh of relief and delight. Ren felt it land warm in her own chest, that particular deep satisfaction of attention you built on purpose, and then, at just the right instant, set gently free. Lean nudged Land on the key beside her. "Told you," she whispered. "Nobody can resist us." And Land just rested there, home and quiet and complete, holding the whole warm room in the peace that
only comes right after wanting.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Lean and Land. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.